The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. The RCMP has released its response to the public inquiry into the 2020 mass shooting in Nova Scotia. The inquiry made 130 recommendations to improve public safety, and the RCMP says it is taking steps to improve its operations on a number of fronts. Here's Assistant Commissioner Dennis Daly.
Key changes in critical incident response, public communications, situational awareness, intimate partner violence, and employee wellness, all topics addressed in the Mass Casualties Commission's final report.
The RCMP's response comes 3 months after it was promised and almost a year after the public inquiry released its final report. The inquiry investigated the worst mass shooting in modern Canadian history. That shooting spanned 13 hours, 16 different locations, and claimed 22 lives. Proceedings have resumed in Ottawa at the public inquiry into foreign interference. Among others, the inquiry will be hearing from witnesses who say they have been harassed by foreign actors. And in an unusual move, the names of those giving testimony haven't been made public. Janice McGregor has more.
From the start, the government has reminded us that diaspora groups are often the ones most affected by foreign interference, fearful their families could be targeted if they speak out about human rights violations against, for example, the Uyghur population in China, and facing potential distrust and discrimination personally because of their identity as members of a newcomer population with origins in a state that has hostile relations with Canada. So, how this inquiry handles this key testimony, arguably a test for Commissioner Marie-José Hug. One Uyghur group pulled out in early February saying it didn't want to be cross-examined by lawyers representing politicians who have been accused of having inappropriately close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. But to be fair, the inquiry also has to extend due process, a right of response, to those allegedly enabling foreign meddling in Canada's elections. So it's a tricky balancing act. Janice McGregor, CBC News, Ottawa.
Dive crews have resumed the search for the bodies of six missing construction workers who were on the Baltimore Bridge that collapsed early yesterday morning. All six are presumed dead, and the search for their remains is expected to take time. Here's the mayor of Baltimore, Brandon Scott.
That work is already dangerous, but will be even more so today with the expected rain, the choppy waters, and we all know about the debris and other things that they'll be dealing with.
A truck has been recovered from the water, but at least one vehicle is still hanging from the wreckage of the bridge. It's being called a jobs apocalypse. A British think tank says artificial intelligence is on a path to eliminate as many as 8 million jobs across the UK. Anna Cunningham reports.
The Institute for Public Policy Research says artificial intelligence is advancing at such a pace that these heavy job losses could happen within a few years unless the jobs market adapts fast.
This is a bit of a shock because people, you know, have invested in their skills.
Carsten Young is a senior economist at the IPPR. They analysed 22,000 jobs and found some 11% currently at risk, but say that could soon jump to 59%. Top of the list is women, young employees, lower wage earners, entry-level jobs, and even customer services. Young says it's not all doom and gloom. This is an opportunity, he says, for people to move to higher-level jobs or into such sectors like social care that need the extra workforce. Anna Cunningham for CBC News, London.
Still in London, a neighbourhood council is putting up boards around the latest mural by elusive street artist Banksy. This after white paint was splashed on the work, which covers most of a four-storey wall. The council says it's fencing off the site to protect the art and to protect the people who live in the neighbourhood. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.